Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, January 13th, 2025. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 70, paragraph 3. Today's readers are of the 12 Steps, Justine F., The Traditions, Kathy B. The reader of the text is Dana P. The reader of the closing will be Eileen M. And Alex K. is our backup reader. Carla H. is our newcomer greeter, and Shelley E. will give announcements. The share ID numbers for yesterday's special edition, January 12th, is 22072. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time share ID number is 22073. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its of overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Justine F. to read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, Justine F. in Oregon, compulsive overeater in recovery today. Here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Justina from Oregon. And I'll now ask Kathy B. from Oklahoma to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. My name is Kathy B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Oklahoma, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting the groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve.
Kathy, we lost you. I think you were on tradition 7 or 8. Alex, are you there? Can you take over for Kathy?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay. Find them. Here we go. Number 8.
She got as far as tradition 11.
What's
11.
That?
Was she already to 11?
11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Alex K., and thank you, Kathy B., and thank you for whoever that was who told us where we were. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing on what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the readers or speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 70, paragraph 3. I will now ask Dana P. to begin reading. Thank you, Dana.
Good morning, Dana P. here in California. Thank you, Jody, for your service and everyone else here this morning. If we have been thorough about our personal inventory, we have written down a lot. We have listed and analyzed our resentments. We have begun to comprehend their futility and their fatality. We have commenced to see their terrible destructiveness. We have begun to learn tolerance, patience, and goodwill towards all men, even our enemies, for we look on them as sick people. We have listed the people we have hurt by our conduct and are willing to straighten out the past if we can. You know, the last couple weeks here, I mean, the meetings and the shares have just been so amazing. Here we are sort of coming to the end, if you will, of this chapter, how it works. And the next paragraph, again, I absolutely love. But, you know, it takes me back to this whole idea of directions and the textbook. You know, this book that we're reading here has stories and a lot of other things. And right now we're in the directions. I never followed directions. I sort of would do it, sort of didn't. This is the first time in my life joining this program that I actually followed directions thoroughly, as it says here. Kind of takes me back to page 62 at the last part of the paragraph, and it says, this is the how and the why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work. I had to get to that place in my life where it just wasn't working anymore, kind of on my knees to say, you know what, I don't really know. I have no idea why, although I did kind of have an inkling that it didn't really have anything to do with food, what I did with it or what I didn't do with it. It really had to do with something else that was deep down inside of me, covering up that thing that was even deeper down inside of me, the God of my understanding, that sort of, I call it the critter stirring that says, hey, there's something going on. You need to take a look at this. And that's essentially what I did. So I spent a lot of time in my life stirring around with, hey, there's something going on here. But I never really sat down and in a thorough and vigilant way put pen to paper in the way that it does in this book. And to be able to sit back and go, oh, my goodness, the way that I behave in this particular situation and this particular situation and this, and every single situation in my life, there were patterns, very clear patterns that showed me what the outcomes would eventually turn out to be. I mean, it was always something negative. And so I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. And I thought I was tolerant and patient, but boy, I'll tell you, my life has changed significantly and continues to change significantly. And as the next paragraph says, you know, it's a beginning. So if you're new to this, just stick with it and continue. If you've been here a long time, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just really feeling a lot of gratitude this morning and seeing that full moon in the sky and the possibilities and the potential, you know, the ebb and the flow of life. And I'm just really want to pray for all the people that are going through what they're going through right now, that, and recognizing that ultimately, really, we have no control over anything. God is in control of our lives, or call it what you will. There is some other power far greater than we are that's guiding and directing us if we listen. And so I've learned to listen. Don't always get it right, but I continue to practice this instruction book here. I'm going to pass with that. Thanks so much, Jody, and everybody have a great day.
Thank you, Dana P., so much. Okay, I'm going to take a list now of people who would like to share on what was read, paragraph 3 on page 70. But before I do, I'll just remind everyone that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who would like to share?
Linda G. in Alabama.
I got Alex K. and Julie.
Eileen M.
Linda G. in Alabama.
Linda in Alabama. Okay. I got Alex, Eileen. Linda, and Eileen. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Malka S.
Malka S?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We can go with that group. Alex K. is first, followed by Linda in Alabama. Eileen M. and Malka S. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, everyone. Alex K. in California. Thank you to everyone for doing service and for being here. I'm a compulsive eater, given a reprieve for today. One of the reasons I love reading our literature, each time I learn something and each time I see more of my progress, and I see there are promises in this paragraph. One is, I'll comprehend the futility and fatality of my resentment. Two is, I'll see their destructiveness. Three is, I'll learn tolerance, patience, and goodwill towards others. And four is I'll be willing to straighten out my past. And these have all come true for me. I see clearly how deadly holding on to a resentment is, how it prevents serenity and blocks me from my higher power and from others and from the sunlight of the spirit and being my best self. I know I need to ask for help because I can't make them go away by myself. I need to ask my higher power for help and use the steps to get relief. And when I do that, it always works. And I am learning tolerance, patience, and goodwill towards others to see them as fellow human beings who struggle sometimes just like I do, and to have compassion for them and see us as all in this together rather than blaming others and separating myself from others as I used to do. And I'm willing to do what I can to make amends and make right the wreckage of my past, to strive to be, to have the best possible relations with others, and to change my behavior so I don't create more wreckage. And these are all amazing transformations, so different from the way I lived my life before. They're miracles because I couldn't have made them happen. It's more evidence of that this program works and of my higher power doing for me what I could never do for myself. So grateful for progress and excited about more coming because I know there's more progress and healing as I become more and more the person my higher power wants me to be. Thanks, everyone. Pass.
Thank you very much. Alex K. from California. Linda, what was the initial of your last name?
G.
Linda G., please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I nurtured three resentments for like 30 years that I came to see it doing my fourth step were futile. I had thought myself a victim in all three of these situations and came to see that I had a role in all three, and it was a leading role, and it was futile, and it was fatal, and it was terribly destructive to me and to them, and I wanted to make amends, and I didn't think I could. Two of them I can't find. Two of the people involved I tried hard and I couldn't find. And two of the other people at first I couldn't find. And then my higher power led me directly to them. And I was able to make amends. And one of them said, no, it was his fault too. And he was sorry. And that made such a difference to me because I had been carrying a burden of guilt that was huge on this, and I found out he had remarried and he had a child and he was happy, and that lifted so much guilt for me. I felt terrific. And the other one was overjoyed for me that I was in a program and that I was doing well and that I had faced so much and had begun to heal, and he was just happy for me and it healed a lot. And my higher power was directly responsible for all of that. And it led to goodwill on both of their parts. And I had thought I had hurt them both by my conduct, and I was able to straighten out the past with both of them, and it made me feel so much better about things, and I was grateful. I was very grateful that I had looked at the past and owned up to it and been able to make amends for it. I only wish I had been able to make amends with the other two, but I'm not able to. I can't find them. But this step was very rich for me, and it led me to see patterns that I can correct. Thank you very much. And I'm very grateful for that. And with that, I'll just thank my higher power, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Linda G. from Alabama. Eileen M., please go ahead.
Good morning, Jody. It's Eileen M., and very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. This paragraph is really good. I like to think of the inventory in step four as really step one in writing, because it's a reflection of where my self-will has gotten me in my life. You know, it propelled me into unmanageability. And I like this this phrase. It says, we look on them as sick people. So the people that we resent or our enemies, you know, when I look at them as sick people, they are sick like me. And, you know, saying that sick man's prayer, that really turns things around, because in my resentments, you know, some of them gave me feelings of superiority. And, you know, when I say that prayer, it's like we're all equal. And, you know, think about the four-step inventory is really a preparation to step out of isolation, because, you know, that inventory, you know, originally contained secrets that I would have kept to myself if not for this process. And they would have festered, and they get bigger and bigger, you know, if you keep them to yourself. And they just build up, and, you know, they are destructive. This is a disease of thinking, and our thinking can be very destructive. And I'm very grateful for this process, you know, that we have something that we can do with these feelings. You know, it's very powerful, and it does work. So if you're new to this process, you know, and keep going, because it works, and it's a lot of hope. Thank you so much. I pass.
Thank you so much, Eileen M. from New Hampshire. Malta S., it's your turn.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Malka S. from Mexico, compulsive overeater, and super grateful for all of this paragraph. It reminds me of my step four writing. That each resentment kind of is like associated, you know, so touching on. And before I came to program, I didn't realize that it was the buildup of these resentments and the buildup of my fears and the things that I try to keep to myself and rely on myself to deal with, or the things that were taking me back to the food and taking me back to that numbing, like, comfort that I would go to the food for. That the food gave me. And I love these instructions, because it says, you know, listed and analyzed our resentments, begun to comprehend their futility and their fatality. Like, just these instructions are clear, and I've seen just through a little bit of the work. I haven't been in the program for that long, but a little bit of this work has helped me face so many of my character defects and seen and where I saw myself as a victim before, I see myself now as, you know, these are the areas that I have to work on. And I'm also, you know, I say the sick prayer, you know, for the people who is necessary in my life, but also for myself. Yeah, we've begun to learn tolerance and patience and goodwill towards all men. And I love that, because where I thought I knew that before, I think this takes it to a whole nother level. And I'm so grateful. And I think that's all I have to share today. So thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Malika S. from Mexico. All right, they are on page 70, the third paragraph, and I'm now ready to take more names of people who would like to share. Press star one if you'd like to.
Deb E. in Montana.
Meatress J.
Meatress J.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay, we have Deb E., Meatress J., and Deborah G. Go ahead, Deb.
Thank you, everybody.
Let us know where you're calling from.
This is Deb E. in Montana. I'm grateful to be here this morning. I'll be very short on this. I have two things. These promises, there's always an if and a then. And the if is if we've been thorough. And then the then, what I love about this, the thing I saw new today, is the concept of the word begin, commence, and begin comes up again and again in these promises. So we begin to understand. We have started to see. We've begun to learn tolerance, patience. And these are all words that tell me this is the beginning point. It doesn't have to be perfect. We will be doing this for the rest of our lives, but it's a beginning. And it's all predicated on if we have been thorough about our inventory. So I really like these promises. I love it when a whole paragraph in my book is outlined in green promises. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deb E. from Montana. Meatress J., please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Meatress J. from Michigan. Thank you for your service. You know, my higher power has a way of working out things. When I was doing my prayer and meditation this morning, I picked up the big book and I was reading about the inventory and the sick man's prayer and also about step three. And then I come on the meeting and this is what it's about. That's a God thing. And as I was reading the sick man prayer, you know, I had some writing in my book that perhaps they were spiritually sick as I was. But the thing about it is, being in this program, my thinking becomes much healthier. And I become more, I guess I can say more balanced. You know, they say this program is simple, but it's not easy. And it's definitely a progress with my higher power, who I choose to call God. So my part is to keep coming back and to work this program to the best of my ability. It also says in the sick man prayer that we're not going to be able to help everyone. And so at that point, I need to let go and take care of myself as well. Because when I continue to go around people that perhaps are spiritually sick, it can make me sick physically, mentally, and spiritually as well. So I have to let go. I have to let go and take care of myself as well. But love and tolerance is the code. And even when it comes to my enemies, I feel like I can love them. But some people have to be at a distance. I mean, as it says, you can't help everyone, and some people can really drain my energy and put me at a place where I get sick physically. So I have to let go and let God and just keep coming back, working this program to the best of my ability, and it's a process. It don't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight for me. But I can tell you miracles are really happening in my life because of this program and me letting go and letting God, because I am not the higher power. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much. Meet Just Jay from Michigan. Deborah G., please go ahead.
Oh, good morning, everyone. And thank you, Jody, so much for your service. I just love your voice. And thank you, everyone, that's making this meeting possible and 12-stepping me today. I'm so grateful for this meeting. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here. A wonderful way to live. And I love how it says in here, faith did for me what I cannot do for myself, because I tried so hard, so much energy, so much effort in trying to be free of stuff, you know, of all these character challenges and behaviors and addictions. And, you know, it was exhausting and also very stressful and painful. I just love here about faith. You know, I'm finally realizing that when I do this work, faith starts to work me. And then convinced that God can remove whatever self-will has blocked me from him. You know, I'm beginning to continue to realize how much power that power has, and to trust that power and rely on that power, invite that power in to help me again, because I can't do that. And then my actions, you know, making that decision, third step, and inventory, fourth step, and 10th step, continuing to keep doing this work. I have written in the margin, doesn't say I am finished. Steps done regularly. Swallow, digested some big chunks of truth about myself. I'm continually awakened and becoming open, honest, open, and willing to see the truth about myself and clear away whatever needs to be cleared away for that pipeline to that beautiful divine loving power presence that I want to stay connected to, that I want with me as much as I can remember, you know, throughout my day. I'm just so grateful. I love it. And I love all you for 12-stepping me again today. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thank you, Deborah G. from Arizona. Okay, we are on page 70 today, the last full paragraph on the page, which begins, if we have been thorough about our personal inventory. We'd love to hear your reflections on these directions and instructions and promises. Who would like to share?
Mo K, California.
Mo K.
Mo
H?
Oh, two Mo's.
Two Mo's. Wow. Fantastic.
What page did you say?
70.
Thank you.
Paragraph 3. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Okay, let's stop there. That's good for now. Mo K, followed by Mo H, and Jordan L. Please go ahead, Mo K.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mo K, compulsive overeater in California. Welcome to the Mini Mo Show today. I just wanted to say, I love how it says, if we have been thorough, because there have been times working the steps with my sponsor, and that's where I've seen the real change in my recovery, when I didn't know I wasn't thorough, but she, thank goodness for a sponsor with their experience, strength, and hope, when I was ruminating on something and realizing I had to go back. And especially when I was new to the program, thinking I wanted to be done, and how, what a gift that was. If something was bothering me that couldn't be taken care of, that I had to go back and be a little bit more thorough. And only then, when I was realizing I was hanging on to a resentment, and I got to look deeper at my part and to truly accept. And she helped me see there's no point making an amends if you're still angry, if you're still, that's the worst time to make an amends. So I just want to say I appreciate the instructions in this book, and thank you to everyone for your service and making this meeting happen. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you much. Mo K. from California. Mo H.
Good morning, Jody. Thank you very much for moderating the meeting. My name is Mo H., and I also am from California, and praying for those in Southern California. So I was thinking of what I was going to share about is, in my faith tradition, I would confess my sins and then go on. There was never a change in behavior. It was just a ritual that I went through, and for the moment. But the 12 steps and the big book has taught me that I need to change my behavior. And I thought carrying resentments was just what everybody did. And it wasn't until I got into this program and my sponsor started teaching me about carrying those and how much they hurt me. It talks about here futility and fatality. Futility means serves no purpose, and fatality means they will kill me. And yes, they did. And the way they killed me slowly was by eating to make them go away, to hope the person would disappear. But having gone through this fourth step, and that we have begun to learn tolerance, patience, and goodwill toward men, that has happened for me, even our enemies. And we look on them as sick people. But I also look on myself as a sick person. And whenever something is going on, I have to look at my part. What is my part in this? And also I look at what is my motive when I am thinking of, proving something to someone, what is my motive? But the fourth step, and I, like a lot of you that I have heard on the line, my sponsor at the end of doing this, she said, is there anything you are keeping that you are planning to take to your grave with you? And, it was like secrets, and the secrets will kill us. And, so I went back. I wanted to be thorough, just like this says, if we have been thorough, that's a promise, about our personal inventory. And yes, wrote down a lot. I had pages of resentments, pages of them. And boy, that sheet that helps you put the columns down really helped me see my part. Where was I being selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and fearful? And fear really directed a lot of my life. So I think that's all I have to say, and happy to the two Mo's. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Mo H. from California. Jordan L., please go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for moderating for us this morning, Jody. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous with you all this morning. I'm very grateful to just be a part of this OA community. It's meant a lot to me over the years and through this journey. The spiritual journey that we take together. Personal inventory. So the 12 steps was the first time that I ever took personal inventory. And it's funny, the line that jumped out to me was this morning was, we have written down a lot. That was true, man. That first four step was practically a novel. I was definitely thorough about it. And but that feeling of having gotten through it, written down all of all of those resentments that have been floating around in my head. That was a good feeling, and it continues to be a good feeling today. I'm someone who believes fully that we should be going through all 12 steps on a regular basis, whatever that is for you, right? Whether that's once a week or once a month or once a year or once a decade, wherever you're at in your recovery, right? But going through this work continually, that is how that's how we get to the promises of learning, tolerance, patience, and goodwill toward all men. That was something that I couldn't comprehend prior to going through this work. And even today, even after years of doing this and lots of four-step inventories toward all men and women and creatures, all of them? Oh my gosh, huh? but I'm just grateful to have this community to do this work with. So I guess with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Jordan L. from Colorado. We have time for at least two more people, maybe three. Who else would like to share?
Lindy, California.
Who's that?
Lynn D.
Lynn.
California.
Lynn. Okay, Lynn. Did I hear Larry?
Yes.
Okay, I got Lynn and Larry. Let's stop there and see how we do with time. Go ahead, Lynn.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your service and for everybody that keeps this meeting going. I'm Lynn D. from San Diego, California. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I just love how it always lines up. I'm in a step study, and so we're approaching the fourth step again. And like some of you, we kind of do the steps about once a year. And I just really, really love the big book and the way it lays out step by step. And I don't have to think about it, and I don't have to tweak it, and I can just do what it says. Takes a lot of brain and energy work out of it. I don't have to, you know, I can just put the facts on the paper and go from there. There's been a little bit of, and I always have kind of like themes every year. There seems to be some major character defects or issues or resentments that come out. But so control is one of them. I'm a planner by trade, and so it's so hard because I want to control the whole week, you know, and so I've learned to kind of put the facts down, you know, what I absolutely have to do every day for the week, just Monday through Friday. The weekends, I really, really, really want to let God in and really, really, you know, there's some things I do have to do, but you know, I don't have to plan my day to the minute anymore like I used to. And I can really let God in and see how God can help me. You know, where can I be of service? Where can I be present? Where can I be helpful instead of getting all my little plans and designs for the week? So control is one. And then communication, I've just been having, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or more forgetful or what, but communication for me, clear, concise, factual communication. And it's okay to say, I don't know. I don't have to make up a bunch of things or tweak the story my way. So communication. And I don't know, let me get back to you. Or, you know, I thought I knew, or I think this is going to be the way, but I'm not quite sure, so I don't want to say it, you know. So I take some time, and I get my facts right. And just being flexible in that, too. You know, I have two teenagers, and so they both are in the closet sports and high school sports, and so schedules are always such a thing, you know, and communication is very poor. Goodness bless those coaches' hearts for all of they do, but communication is poor. And they're human. That's, you know, they are human, and they can have poor communication, and I can accept that, and I can learn from that. So, anyways, thank you so much, everybody that does their four step, because it helps the next person do it. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Lynn B. from California. Larry G., go ahead.
Yeah, Larry G. from California. Thank you, Jody, for your service, kindness on this call. Wow. I had a surrender when I got into Vision for You in 2020 of proportions I'm still unable to wrap my mind around. By the time I got to the step, I was so willing to let go of any grievances and grudges, and mainly because I could see how damn wrong I'd been over my lifetime. I'm in other 12-step programs. I've surrendered before. I've surrendered alcoholism. I've surrendered my drunkenness. I've surrendered to being an adult child of a dysfunctional family. But never really truly surrendered in a way. And this time, I really felt that God, like, rescued me off a cow manure heap. And my life was over. I thought my life was over. I had nothing left in the tank. I had no more options, no more plans, no more designs. I had tried it all, and I had failed miserably, and I was 2 months from my AA, 39th year, and I wanted to die. That's how good it got for me. And so, yes, today, I am very willing. I want to be tolerant, man. I want to be a tolerant, loving person, because I have been so intolerant, so unloving most of my life. And I've seen how damn wrong I was, especially when I was going through the doctor's opinion. Oh, my God, it was like the light bulb was going off almost every word, and how wrong I'd been over my 20 years in OA. And today, I'm just like you. I'm an ordinary man. Well, you're mostly women, it's called, but I'm an ordinary man with ordinary strengths and weaknesses. I'm nobody to hang a hat on or put your eggs in a basket. I'm flawed. I'm defected. I'm wounded. Part of a wounded community. And I get hurt so easily, so damn easily. And thank God for that surrender, because I keep going back to that. I keep going back to, I don't want to ever have to face that again in my life. I like who I am today. I love the life I have. And I'm learning to love people who I have felt to be intolerant. I'm learning to love them. And I'm not perfect. I'm just doing God's work, because I want to do God's work today. I want to be loving today. I owe it to God. I owe it to you. I owe it to Vision. I owe it to the steps. That the reason I'm here is because of you. The reason I'm here is because of Vision. The reason I'm here is because of steps and God. And I owe it. It's like a debt I'll never be able to repay. And I get to repay it one day at a time by being loving my next door neighbor who at times is not loving. Or
that's
going
time.
To the gym and people who are not loving in the gym or in the store or on the freeway. And with that, I pass. I love you all, and I wish you the best day ever. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry G. We love you, too. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. I closed my book, and now I forget who's reading the closing. Will...
Eileen.
Oh, Eileen M. Please read the closing. Thanks, Eileen.
This is Eileen M., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got.
see to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.